Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM 105.3 MLA. And today for Tom, and each day we talk to one of our friends and neighbors from around the Kiowa listening area, find out what's going on in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizens State Bank, Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, and Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance, Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton, and the train station 2, Old Highway 60 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning, O'Brien County Emergency Management Coordinator Jared Johnson, and we'll talk to Jared right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop. Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
And good morning and welcome to the program here at Kiowa Radio. Comes your way Monday through Friday. L.A. sitting in for Tom on this particular Friday. And welcome to the program to O'Brien County Emergency Management Coordinator Jared Johnson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me this morning. Thank you for stopping by. Well, on this particular edition, the plan to just kind of an overview of the flooding, some of the worst ever. In this area, the severity in O'Brien County, response to it, resources that are still available. That is the intention, but we open up and skip around a little bit because you have some recent numbers that we need to share.
Yeah, so far in O'Brien County, there have been 764 valid registrations just in O'Brien County alone. The DSA teams that were out earlier this summer after the flooding, they ended up going over to over 3,000 houses just in O'Brien, encountering around 7,400 people. And so a huge impact in our area, along with all of Northwest Iowa area. And it's been amazing to see all the responders that have been coming, that have arrived from on the FEMA side, on the state side, through Iowa Homeland Security, through the local volunteer groups. I know here in Sheldon, we had 8 days of hope for a period of time, which was awesome for the length of time that they were here to help people with cleaning. We had Red Cross here as well, and they were helping provide cleanup kits and buckets, which was awesome. And we've had a lot of local response partners as well that have been helping, including Love Inc. of Greater O'Brien County in Sheldon. Upper Des Moines has been helping as well, along with a lot of other groups, just local groups stepping up to help out their neighbors as the event was taking place and people needed help afterwards.
That's been an amazing combination of a lot of moving parts. Not everyone always satisfied with government. That's the way it's going to be. But a lot of different agencies came together, a lot of local agencies too, all showing their absolute best in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this summer during the during the response, we knew there was going to be potential for heavy rainfall that day, but I don't think anybody was expecting the amount of rain that we ended up getting that evening. The historic rainfall that we saw and the widespread flooding, it impacted so many areas at the same point in time. It created new challenging situations where we weren't able to access certain resources because of roads that were closed. So I know that first night it was we were really heavy on response, trying to help as many people as possible that were possibly getting in danger because of the flooding that was happening around their area. In O'Brien County, we had several water rescues that were taking place around Sheldon, over in Hartley, and then on the southern side of the county as well, which actually Cherokee came up and helped out with that one. And we were doing things that we haven't had to do in the past with what we've seen. And it's going to change some of the planning that we have to look at in the future. Since I've been here, I've been in O'Brien County 8 years now. I've encountered several kind of historic flooding events, and they're calling this one a 1,000-year flood, but they actually like to refer it as to, we had about a 0.1% chance of having this type of flood this year. And technically every year we have a 0.1% chance of a 1,000-year flood. We have a 0.2% chance of a 500-year flood, and we have a 1% chance of a 100-year flood every year. And it seems like since I've been here in the last 8 years, we've had close to like 100-year, 500-year, and now 1,000-year. And so there's been several events, and it's been a very busy summer. I have seen a lot of people in need after the event. There's been a lot of unmet needs that people have been trying to get filled through applying for assistance. On the assistance end, there was an extension on the FEMA side and SBA side. So individuals have now until October 22nd to apply for FEMA individual assistance or SBA assistance. And you can do so by either calling the FEMA hotline number, which is 1-800-621-3362, or you can go to disasterassistance.gov and create an account. After you create an account, you can go in there and there's a correspondence feature similar to an email where you can upload supporting documentation. You can also look at letters that you receive back from FEMA to see if you are eligible for assistance or not. If you receive a denial of eligibility letter from FEMA, it's important to read that letter. And the date that you receive that letter, that starts a 60-day time frame if you want to appeal. So if you'd like to appeal a FEMA decision, you got 60 days from the date of that denial of eligibility letter. So it's important to watch your dates closely. And then if you want to appeal, to look at the supporting documentation that FEMA requests, and then making sure that you have all the documentation that you need to upload it and to send that over to FEMA.
And by comparison to, I know Spencer, especially devastating, Rock Valley as mm-hmm. well, but the idea that we had the type of flooding we did in O'Brien County is really surprising, if not amazing.
Yeah, that night, we were up all night that Friday night into Saturday, and the county looked like there were lakes all over. And there were roads that looked like rivers. We had multiple spots on Highway 18 that were flooded. We had multiple spots on Highway 59. Eventually, that water kept on traveling south and impacted Highway 10. And it was historic how many roads we had shut down, how many bridges were impacted all over the Northwest Iowa area. And it made traveling extremely dangerous that evening, because there were spots in the dark where it may have looked like the water wasn't very high, but as soon as somebody started going across it, they realized it was several feet, and that's what caused a few individuals to end up getting pushed out into the ditch and then pushed out into the field where the water was rushing. So,
and you mentioned the water rescue, and that to me is somewhat startling. I've lived in Sheldon proper for just over 10 years, I suppose, about 14 years, I guess, if you get right down to it, and I don't recall anything like this. There have been times when the mighty Floyd has been a little bit high, but this time it was the mighty Floyd. And you mentioned a couple of years before we went on air this morning, I believe it was 93. That sparks memory pretty good. Also 1965.
Yeah, so I had actually asked FEMA if they could give me some of the dates for when we've had FEMA individual assistance in the past. So it's actually pretty rare in our area to get the federal individual assistance. We've had state individual assistance quite a few times, but on the federal side, we haven't. Some recent dates, I guess, in the past. So the closest one that we've had in the past was actually 2021 for COVID. There was some funeral assistance available. But besides that, in the past for O'Brien County, we've had federal individual assistance in 2010, 1993, 1969, and 1965. And a majority of those were for flooding incidents, but it doesn't happen very often. And that's why I've also been pushing out, if you are receiving individual assistance on the federal side, we're highly encouraging people to think about how they're using those funds to potentially mitigate in case we ever see flooding in the future. And that could include, you know, if you lost appliances in your basement because of basement flooding, is there an option for possibly moving those appliances to a different location in the house or elevating appliances? If you had issues from sewer backflow into your house, is there a potential where you could have a backflow check valve installed in case the city system becomes pressurized because of too much water getting into the city system? And, you know, that backflow check valve could potentially save your basement from getting flooded. So those are some things that we've been encouraging on the mitigation side. If there's a way that you can try to mitigate in the future for potential future flooding, we highly encourage it.
All right, talk of the town guests this morning, O'Brien County Emergency Management Coordinator Jared Johnson. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back with much more just ahead here on Kiowa FM 105.3.
Start at NCC for a year or two, then transfer when you're ready. You've probably heard the frustrating stories of credits not transferring to another college. NCC has agreements with numerous four-year colleges and universities. This means you have a specific path for your education. You're not wasting time, energy, or money, and you can explore your options and figure things out. Most of all, you can have peace of mind knowing ahead of time what will transfer. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boynton, a real community bank and member FDIC.
We are back on Talk of the Town, LA in for Tom on this Friday, and our guest this morning, O'Brien County Emergency Management Coordinator Jared Johnson. We talked a little bit about the history of the flooding, the immediate response, and still the aftermath being dealt with. You still have a lot of things going on in the office.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people that are still working on submitting documentation. Some people are still working on the cleanup, or they're waiting for contractors to reach back out to them to get scheduled to fix repairs. For long-term recovery resources, there are some resources I'd like to share with people. There is a tab on the O'Brien County EMA website. If you go to www.obrienema.org, I have a tab that I created on the EMA website that lists a variety of other recovery resources. Some other local recovery resources would include Love Inc. of Greater O'Brien County. They've been awesome to work with. They have a furniture ministry, so if you've lost furniture and you're in need of some assistance, you could check out their furniture ministry to see if they maybe have an appliance that you could utilize. Elderbridge Agency on Aging is another agency that covers our area. It's for individuals 60 years or greater. They may have some resources available as well, or they maybe learn a little bit more about the programs they have available for the elderly. Another group is Upper Des Moines Opportunity in PrimGar. The PrimGar office, they're open Mondays and Wednesdays right now. They have the food pantry. They also have a variety of energy programs that they offer typically every year. They have some of those programs include the LIHEAP program, weatherization, also crisis energy. A few years ago, we also started working on a project to create a housing assistance resource guide and also a food assistance resource guide. I have both of those guides on the O'Brien County EMA website. The housing assistance resource guide just lists some of the housing programs, possibly rental assistance, programs that are available in our area, along with the emergency number if somebody's facing a homeless situation. There is a statewide crisis line that people can call as well. I have printed copies of that guide actually in the courthouse. If you walk in the courthouse on the first floor, there are some printed copies. There are also printed copies of the Food Assistance Resource Guide. Several years ago, there was a group that came together and we put together a Food Assistance Resource Guide that lists different food programs that are available in the different communities in O'Brien County. And that's available in both English and Spanish, and it's on the EMA website, and we also have printed copies at the courthouse.
And you'd mentioned also some video information available, both in English and Spanish.
Yes. So one project that after the weather incident this summer, we knew that there were also quite a few non-English speaking in our area that it would be beneficial to have some Spanish-related resources. So I actually was working with a local EMT on the Shelton Ambulance team, and she helped me out to create several videos in Spanish on severe weather safety and also how to apply for FEMA individual assistance. And those videos are available on the O'Brien County EMA website.
And a great deal of information and help for anybody that still needs it. The address for the website, let's hit that again.
Yep, that is www.obrienema.org.
All right, and as we continue our conversation this morning, you had mentioned to me during our break the potential for weather upcoming and what I found to be some pretty unique, if not scary, information.
Mm-hmm. So this summer we've seen a lot of severe weather activity throughout the Midwest, and there's been a lot of tornado activity. We've also seen a lot of kind of more unusual activity in regards to land spouts, cold air funnels, microburst. There's a lot of different severe weather scenarios that we can see in our area. So I'm going to be pushing out some information in the future through some different social media platforms, and then also on the EMA website on the types of weather that we may see, along with, you know, what is a cold air funnel versus a land spout versus, you know, a tornado that comes from a supercell system versus a microburst versus a derecho or another type of weather event, severe weather storm. It's important to note, you know, we have really good weather service partners in our area. Technology is awesome, but the technology does have its limitations. And one challenge that I've been seeing this summer is we've had several severe weather incidents that, you know, we didn't have a watch or a warning for. And when unfortunately some of those severe weather incidents hit populated areas and also some of our business areas greatly. So if we have a land spout, some of the land spout would severe weather activity could produce up to what would look like an EF0 tornado, but those can be very difficult to see on radar. So we're really encouraging people to have a severe weather plan and to know what to do if you're suddenly coming across some severe weather activity and you need to take shelter. So it's really important to know where to take shelter, whether you're at home or at work, and also having some type of preparedness kit with you so you could respond quickly if you're facing a severe weather situation. On the EMA website, I have been pushing out information on a personal preparedness initiative. We're highly encouraging individuals to have more knowledge on how to handle, whether it's severe weather or a first aid related scenario, or if you come across somebody in need of an emergency, how you can maybe help them as the first responder until your local emergency responders can get there. So on the EMA website, I have videos on stop the bleed, how to apply a tourniquet, do immediate bleeding control, some basic first aid kit ideas if you want to create your own first aid kit. We also have videos on emergency preparedness kits for your home and also your vehicle. I also have a severe weather awareness video that talks about weather radios, the Alert Iowa system, if you want to sign up for weather alerts. There's also a video on there on active attacker preparedness, just a variety of information on personal preparedness, because we really believe, you know, if people have more personal preparedness knowledge on their end, that helps out in the end. If people can help themselves out initially, it's good to have enough resources available that you could sustain your stuff for at least 3 days. So having enough food and water supply for at least 3 days, if you're facing a potential severe weather incident where you're having to be at home for a period of time.
And back to the cold weather funnel momentarily. Mm-hmm. Anytime you say tornado, that's serious business. But EF zero maybe doesn't sound as bad, but what kind of winds are you talking about being generated by something like that?
Yeah, so with the EF zero tornado, we could still see winds up to 85 miles an hour or greater. And if it's low lying, the challenge, like I mentioned, the radar may not be able to see it. But if people see it, we are encouraging individuals, you know, if you see what looks like a tornado, we would really like you to call it in. You call the non-emergency number at the sheriff's office, report it, because it depends on where our spotters are at. Our spotters may not know if we're not in a watch or a warning. And depending on where people are located, if you're in the front of the storm system, you may be covered with rain and you can't see what's lying on the backside of the storm. But that's one of the situations that came up this summer. Somebody took some photos of what looked like a land spout or a cold air funnel that was on the backside of the storm system that we couldn't see on the front. So if you're seeing that, it's okay to go ahead and call it in because we may not know. And if that gets called in, that would help us so we could page out spotters or take action on sounding the outdoor warning sirens.
And with the flooding, it was kind of the result of a domino effect. Not everything came in the flooding back in June, but at this point, as we move halfway through September, rainfall totals here in downtown Sheldon, as we have kept track of them, here at the Kiowa Weather Department, were 13 6/10 above normal year-to-date precip.
Yeah, we've had the rainfall has been historic, and before we had the incident in June, at the later portion of June, you know, we already had had a lot of rainfall, and the ground was very saturated, and it turned into kind of a perfect storm scenario where the ground was already saturated, and all of a sudden we got hit with 5 to 12 inches of rain that night in different areas, and it just caused massive flooding all over the area. So that was one of the challenges, I think, you know, over in the Sioux County and also the Clay County area too. There wasn't a lot of time to respond. There was flash flooding, so if you're at home and you're in an area where you could have flash flooding, I think it's really important to think about, you know, if you only have a couple minutes to leave your house, are you ready to leave your house? Do you have some type of kit that you could take with you to leave and head out the door with some clothes, shoes, some important documentation that you want to take with you? All that stuff is really important.
As we wrap things up for today's edition of Talk of the Town, the best clearinghouse for all of this information, you'll at least be heading in the direction you want to go in, off the website. Give me that website one more time.
Yep, www.obrienema.org. And I just want to say extreme thanks to all of our local emergency responders that helped out this summer. We had a lot of local law enforcement, firefighters, ambulance service providers. We had DOT workers, secondary roads. A lot of people were out working to get things restored and to help people in need. We greatly appreciate all of our local emergency responders. And if you're interested in learning more about volunteering, we're always looking for more volunteers on the fire and ambulance side. Just reach out to your local city office or reach out to a local volunteer to learn more about volunteer opportunities in your area.
I appreciate you and your efforts, and thanks for stopping by. A lot of people in O'Brien County appreciate your efforts even more due to this recent flooding situation. O'Brien County Emergency Management Coordinator Jared Johnson, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for your time.
And we'll take that final time out back to wrap things up right after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise, overstock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. The train station, too, has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week, 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station, too, in Sheldon.
That is our edition today of Talk of the Town, brought to you by Citizens State Banks, Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank. Northwestern Iowa Community College, Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and the train station 2, Old Highway 60 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning, O'Brien County Emergency Management Coordinator Jared Johnson. L.A. and for Tom Trauber brings you the Talk of the Town Monday through Friday at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM.